7 years ago, Bernie Madoff's investment empire was exposed as a fraud. He conned investors out of $65 billion, including some investors here in Washington state. Redmond-based Future Select Portfolio Management lost $128 million. It's filed a lawsuit against Ernst & Young, the accounting firm that did its audits. The case began last week. Stephen Thomas is the lead attorney. And he told David Hyde hundreds of Washington residents invested in the Madoff scheme, and they weren't looking to get rich overnight.
Madoff was getting about 9% returns is what he purported to get. And he offered safety and steadiness, not, oh, we're going to get 100% return this year. And that's why it was attractive to older investors like many that were in this fund. Because when you reach that stage in your life, you're not looking to hit a grand slam. You want a steady, safe returns. And that's what Mr. Madoff was offering.
And he was, Bernie Madoff himself, was sentenced to 150 years in prison for defrauding investors.
He was.
Why go after the auditor and not Madoff himself?
Well, because auditors matter. The United States Supreme Court calls them the public watchdog, and the auditors here were Ernst & Young. And the reason they're called the public watchdog is people like Madoff who say they have assets they don't really have, before that information even gets to investors here in Washington, first the auditor has to sign their name to say the assets are real. They're the gatekeeper between people like Madoff and real investors. Madoff couldn't have done what he did unless Ernst & Young had said that his fake assets were real.
And how were they able to sign off on assets that didn't exist?
Because they didn't follow the rules. Auditors, because they're so important as the gatekeeper, have a lot of very detailed rules that you have to follow. And if they'd have followed the rules and done their job, then they'd have realized that they didn't have enough to sign their name to those fake assets.
This company, Ernst & Young, did not want to be interviewed by KUOW for this interview, but they did send us a statement. And one of the things they point out is that Madoff's fraud was not detected for decades by government regulators or by other auditors. So what they're saying is, look, no other auditors uncovered this. Are you singling them out?
Other auditors didn't catch the fraud, and lots of auditors and other people around the country have taken responsibility for their role. Madoff couldn't have done this without a lot of people not quite doing their jobs. In this case, now with the last jury, the only jury trial, and we're sort of at the end of the Madoff saga, Ernst & Young is the one that stands alone, refusing to take any responsibility.
And you mean financial responsibility?
I mean any responsibility. Ernst & Young says, we signed our name to $4.2 billion in fake assets. We didn't do anything wrong, and we won't take any kind of responsibility, financial, moral, any kind. Mm.
What needs to change with how auditors operate in this country once this case is over?
Auditors, the way it's set up now, they're paid by the people who they're supposed to be investigating or auditing. So a company whose numbers that the auditor is supposed to be the public watchdog for, that company actually pays their bills. Sort of an inherent conflict of interest. And I think that system is broken. That system's not working in our country. And we've been seeing now big frauds after big frauds that have harmed the public. You know, we go back to Enron and, you know, Madoff is the biggest, but, you know, the mortgage crisis, all those big fraudulent acts, and the auditors haven't done their job. That system is broken.
Some people listening to this hear that we're talking about pretty wealthy investors. Why should your average citizen care about them and their concerns and not just say, hey, they should have watched out for their own assets?
Well, because I think, one, those are real people too, but also because in these funds, in this case and similar cases, people pool their money and invest. So you have, for example, teacher pension funds. You have, for example, union funds that are pooled together, public workers who pull their money together into funds and then invest in these same assets. So yes, it is all a range of people with incomes, but it's not just that. the big crises where the market falls. Maybe you don't have money in the stock market, but we all feel it when the depression hits, when prices go up. We all feel that. And auditors are actually essential to the whole way our economic system works. And that's why the law requires them to stand as gatekeepers between people like Madoff and real investors.
Attorney Stephen Thomas is a partner with Thomas, Alexander, and Forrester. Redmond-based Future Select Portfolio Management is suing the auditing firm Ernst & Young for its role in Bernie Madoff's investment fraud. Ernst & Young declined to be interviewed for this story, but they issued the following statement. Madoff's fraud went undetected for 3 decades by federal and state regulators, law enforcement authorities, numerous independent audit firms, and others. Ernst & Young was not the auditor of any Madoff entity. We were among the many auditors of funds that chose to use Madoff as their investment advisor. While we regret the investors' losses, no audit of a Madoff-advised fund could have detected this Ponzi scheme.